I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The House has passed the bill to release the Epstein files. Senate and President follow. But are you left scratching your head about the process? I feel like I'm in some kind of twilight zone trying to explain to myself how warped this whole process is on so many fronts. In the House, it turned unanimous minus one vote. The way all the arguments played out, the politics of the process became the major focus. Important, but it shouldn't have been the main focus. Who is on the list? Does it include Donald Trump? Very important, but the main focus? If released, it will harm countless numbers of innocent people. Very important, but should not have been a main focus. So what then? The survivors. There probably isn't a way to make them whole. What was done to them cannot be undone. But preventing that from happening again in the future to other young girls? That should always have been and be the focus. And maybe it will be going forward, or maybe it won't. Going into the vote, the group of women abused and mostly shunned by the system had a chance to speak out together. Here are two of them.
I was sexually and mentally abused by Jeffrey Epstein. He used my dreams and vulnerabilities to silence me. Today, I am here to break that silence.
We stand here today as survivors, part of a sorority that none of us asked to join. We have told our stories over and over and over. Now it's time to see who was listening.
And who will act? Will Congress just move on to other business? Will the president? Will there be initiatives to prevent this kind of abuse? And the political process is also disturbing. There have been calls for months for release of the files. Those voices were shunned by Republicans in the House and the president, who had majority of votes. They claimed innocent people would get hurt by the release. Coming out of the shutdown, something remarkable happened. Three Republican congresswomen signed onto a petition for release, tipping the scales. The motion to release was going to pass. All of a sudden, the president reversed course and said, release them. This bill passed almost unanimously, only one dissenting vote. That congressman was the only one who stuck to his principles and said he couldn't in good conscience hurt innocent people who might be hurt by a mention. He stuck to his guns. The vote? Well, it was like the president reached in, patted the GOP congresspeople on the head and said, it's okay to vote yes, and they abandoned their principles because he said it was okay. What were they fighting for all that time? What were the so important principles they'd been fighting for all along? Certainly not the survivors. But on the House floor, after the vote, members did turn around and salute the survivors, a great gesture. The survivors applauded back. So we are left with a release of the files and a lot of questions about how the rich and powerful can be protected while young women get abused and while survivors of abuse cry for help. How congressional representatives can so easily change their fight for what they said were fundamental privacy issues. Can this act as real bipartisan impetus to try and protect innocent young girls from abuse and trafficking? If that can happen, maybe this sickening, heart-wrenching, inexplicable part of our history can lead to something positive. These women and all Americans deserve that. Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.